Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new episode of Hometown Values here with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union with Kyle here on WOMT. Good Friday morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Getting ready
you
for hunting.
You always, yes. Yeah. I was going to say you're always doing good, then you said hunting, and I got distracted.
But yeah. Right? And I try to live there.
Did I ever tell you my hunting story? No.
No.
Well, I should rephrase that. I have only ever hunted once in my life, and that was a couple of years ago. And, with the matter of 2 hours, got a nice sized doe.
That's not a normal story.
I know, right? Yeah. Everybody
congratulations,
tells me,
but yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody tells me, hey, like, my experience when I give them the full story, right? That's a very quick
sure.
version.
You know, we only have 5 minutes.
You know my storytelling. I got to do it in 2 hours, and I'm like, well, been here, done that.
Yeah.
Right?
Crazy, man. I put a few more hours in than that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, we got a very special guest in the studio with us this morning. I will let you do the grand introduction.
Sure. Well, you know, community partnerships are important to us, and Two Rivers Main Street has been a longtime partner in the community for Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, and I brought their new director in, Jason Ring. So, welcome, Jason.
Hey, Kyle, Terry. It's great for you guys to have me today.
Absolutely, Jason. Glad to have you here. Excited for you, for the city of Two Rivers and Two Rivers Main Street to have the one and the only Jason Ring.
Well, thanks. We have an exciting program going on at Two Rivers Main Street, and it's my job to promote the place that I live and the businesses that I love to shop at myself. So it is really great timing to be here as the holiday shopping season really kicks off.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we've been talking about that for the past couple of weeks. I mean, we had Pam from the Red Apple in Two Rivers on, just starting to remind listeners, hey, it's, next Friday is Black Friday, the official start of the holiday season, but let's shop local this Christmas season. Let's shop Two Rivers and all the other great communities around us.
You bet. And I wanted to bring Jason in because of all the things going on, not just supporting those local businesses, which is extremely important, but also getting out, enjoying the time. We've got the hometown parade coming up, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about that. We're looking at the biggest parade we've had in years. So we're looking at 40 or more floats or parade entries.
Okay.
So we'll have marching bands, parade floats. We'll have...
Kyle, are you dressing up this year and are going to be part of the parade? Or
I'm not dressing up, sir. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be there. I will be there.
And Santa, right?
We'll have Santa on our float. It's one of the
when is
fun
the parade
days.
This year?
It's Saturday, November 26th.
Okay. So that is definitely coming up. One of the things very quickly here, Kyle, that I wanted to address on today's program, as we start to look ahead at Black Friday and the holiday shopping season, debit card limits. Walk us through this, because this is something that you get a lot of phone calls, questions on regularly.
We do. We, for some of our protections of our members, we do put limits on what you can actually spend on your debit card. None of those restrictions with a credit card, but with an ATM or PIN withdrawal, so if you go to the register and use your PIN, you are limited to $310 per day.
Okay. Can that be increased?
It absolutely can, and thank you for asking. So you just need to call us, and we can increase that on a one-time basis or per your needs.
Yeah.
You can transact up to $3,000 running it as a credit on your debit card.
Okay.
So there are ways around that. But if you're making a large purchase, please let us know.
Yeah. And again, that is all for the protection of your members so that nobody is able to basically steal your money.
Correct. You don't want to have a $5,000 transaction that you are unaware of.
And especially in this time of the year, right? It's already busy, crazy. Now you got to figure that mess out? Like,
it is. So when you're going downtown, when you're going down to Two Rivers and shopping and spending all that money in Main Street, make sure you increase your limits if you know you're going to be spending more than that.
Absolutely. Jason, thanks for being with us. Love to have you back next week. Let's bring Jason back next week and talk a little bit more about Tours Main Street and the partnership that you guys have with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. In the meantime, how do listeners connect with Shoreline?
Go to shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next week here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. Or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.